Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with a state bowling qualifier for the second consecutive season. Alex Beshear of Pella High School is now the school's first two-time individual qualifier. First of all, huge congratulations. What does it mean to be going back?
It means a lot. I really wanted to go to state this year, and I think it's even more special that I get to do it the second year in a row, because obviously I would be really disappointed if I made it my sophomore year but not my junior year.
Well, and it's come with a lot of improvement in your scores this season. When I've been getting the results from each meet, you've shown overall a lot of improvement. What are the things you've been working on since last year's state meet to set the stage for this year?
I don't know. My goal for every meet was just to shoot over 400, and I think I did at every single meet this year. I just wanted to pick up more spares, knock down more pins, improve my average over last year, and I did all that.
Well, and the challenge has been these last two seasons that you don't get to practice too close to home. You've had to go to Newton for all your practicing and your competitions outside of town. How have you been able to kind of manage that extra travel, knowing that, again, a lot of your classmates and peers get to compete and practice at home?
Well, yeah, I think I just have to stay more committed than those people to bowl as much as they do, because it's harder to bowl as much when you don't have a bowling alley in your town. And I think that's a challenge not just for me but for the whole team, and a reason why our numbers decrease every year on the bowling team. So, yeah, I think it's just you just have to stay committed and stay consistent in how much you're practicing in bowling overall.
Well, and there's no secret that the state qualifying meet you were at had a lot of really good individual bowlers. What do you think allowed you to kind of keep pace with a lot of them and to be able to qualify?
Well, actually, I was kind of below pace first game, but this was a similar situation to last year. I started off really slow. Scoring pace was high game one, but I just kept going, and it was go time game two and three. I put up 199 game one. I was well below scoring pace, and then game two, shot 226. Put me back in there, and then I had to put up a really good game three where I had 236, and that allowed me to sneak into sixth place.
We're here with Alex Beshear. He's the school's first ever two-time individual state qualifier bowling, coming up on Wednesday at the 2026 state individual meet, and that's a repeat performance for you. You get an opportunity to go back last year just outside the top 10. How do you push yourself into the top 10, knowing that there's a lot of great bowlers individually, and what are the things that you want to get yourself prepared for, knowing that you've had that experience before?
Well, yeah, last year I wasn't really prepared. I just went and kind of just went for the experience, and I didn't really feel like I was supposed to be there in a way. But now this year, I've made it 2 years in a row, so I know this is my time. I'm going to go bowl the lights out, do whatever I can to get in that top eight, and then I can just make my way to the top.
And how do you approach things? Because I think the format, for people who don't know, it changed a couple of years ago where you have the split tournament with the individuals and with the team. And how do you prepare then, just knowing you're in an individual scenario, and how do you work your way into the finals knowing that there is that challenge that comes after?
So, yeah. I only have to worry about me, so I'm just going to try and put up as good of a three-game set as I can. Last year, I was really close, but I had a rough game three that pushed me out of the top eight. This year, I want to put up three solid games and then just be in the top eight, where you're then on to match play, and it's just a bracket from there. The one plays the eight, the two plays the seven, so on. So I'm just going to try and get myself there, and then I can just do as good as I can from there.
And again, as you mentioned, Pella bowling numbers have kind of come down since the alley hasn't been in town. But at the same time, that you had a pretty tight-knit team. You had a lot of guys who were pretty close to joining you up at state. How do you hope that this maybe continues to build at least a little bit of momentum for the program, regardless of how you finish? And how do you hope to kind of reignite some things for bowling going into your senior year?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a whole lot I can do to reignite the program, because our numbers just keep going down and down. But I feel like it'll still be okay, because we'll have enough people, and I think our varsity squad will be fine, even though we've lost a couple people. But we have some good sophomores in right now, and a couple freshmen that are doing pretty good. So I think we'll be able to keep our program in good shape for next year.
Well, let's hope that this year ends with a whole lot of fun as well. It's Alex Beshear, the school's first ever back-to-back state qualifier, bowling this coming Wednesday. Congratulations on a great season, and all the best to you up at state.
Thank you.